which got me into a little bit of trouble.
That's not even funny.
Can't believe we came up with a whole episode, pretty much.
I'd be like, all right, I got 10 minutes. And I'd run to the computer, fucking pull my pants down. The fire is dying.
I can't even say.
Welcome to the But You're Wrong podcast. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Fidella.
We now join the But You're Wrong podcast, already in progress.
First time using a computer.
Stupid.
I think I'm gonna blame Skype on this one, because when I restarted and I opened up Skype, it was like database error. Please re-log in. I never have to log in to Skype.
Mm.
And it was like, hey, you better fucking log in. I was like, fuck you.
Kicked you the fuck out, huh?
Yeah, and I shoved my dick in its face, and I was like, here's my fucking login.
Yeah, you did.
And then I was like, oh, you're a computer. I gotta actually type in a password. So I just used my dick to type in the password.
To type it in, yeah, you did.
But it's so big, it was hitting like 4 keys at a time, so.
Oh, yeah.
So then I was like, all right, I guess I'll just type it in by ear.
Yeah, and then you hopped on your really loud motorcycle and rode around the block a few times.
Yeah, and then when I was done with that, I hopped in my Corvette.
And rode that around the block a few times.
Yeah.
Then you hopped on your wife, rode that around the block a few times.
Yeah, and then I was like, yeah. And I yelled out the window to high school girls that were getting off the bus. And I was like, I still got it.
I do that.
And they were like, you're fucking weird.
I love doing that. It's great. I ask them how much, you know, if they're interested. Actually, usually my question is, do you want to get fingered? But, you know.
Right. You're just saying that's a joke, right?
What, you've never said that to anyone? You want to get fingered?
To high school girls? No, I have not.
Well, I mean, to girls. I don't know what grade they're in.
The fact that they would be in any grade, I think.
Yeah, I'm not sure their exact grade, you know. Just shouting it out.
Yeah, they were carrying Algebra 3 books. I assume that they were seniors. You know,
They could have been 18. Algebra 3?
Yeah.
There is an Algebra 3, isn't there?
I don't fucking know.
I don't know, because I took Algebra. I don't even think I took Algebra 2, because Algebra 1 was stupid enough.
I'm pretty sure I took Algebra 2.
Yeah, I know there's an Algebra 2.
Somewhere.
There could be Algebra 3. That's for the really smart girls.
Yeah.
The girls that
would not fuck us is basically.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, that's a little too smart for us.
Let's put it this way. Even if they're 18, the smart girls are not going to be like, hey, let me make some bad choices with a guy much older than me.
Yeah. Well, you know, some of them are stupid. Well, no, if they're smart, you're right. Never mind.
Now, if we had a shitload of money, then maybe, but, you know.
True.
We don't, so.
No, I mean, I got more money than any of the guys that they're hanging out with. So that's good.
Yeah. But not, like, obscenely wealthy. You're not actually
wealthy. No. I am not actually wealthy. But, you know, I'm saying, like, you know, the other, you know, senior boys, they probably have, like, $500.
Compared to the senior boys, you're a 1%er.
Right, I'm rich.
Yeah.
Compared to a real adult, I am not.
Yeah.
By any stretch.
Exactly.
Right. So, you know.
Compared to high school senior boys and people living in Uganda, you are very wealthy.
Compared
to everyone else, no.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I tried to pick up this girl. She's in high school, and She asked me if I was Bill Gates.
I think I get where you were going for there, but that was... we'll cut that part out.
Okay.
So how are you, sir?
I'm all right.
We're so, back in the saddle.
Yeah, back in the saddle again. Yeah. I'm all right, you know. Yeah, that sounds good. I like when you do that.
I feel like that's what he sounds like.
It is very similar.
At least that's what he sounds like now.
Yeah.
Before he was like legit, but now he'd be like, I need drugs.
You're a jackass.
I need drugs.
He's an annoying person.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like to see his face.
But you're doing well. How were your holidays?
My holidays, my generic non-religious holidays were very good. It was busy, you know. Christmas was kind of crazy. Wait, I'm sorry. I don't want to offend anyone.
I think Christmas is a religious holiday.
The 24th of December, very busy for me.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
A little crazy.
I think that was a Wednesday. That was very busy.
Yeah. Wednesday, the 24th, busy. Thursday, the 25th, not as busy. Okay. It was good. You know, just hang out with the fam. You know, did not celebrate any sort of a holiday, just kind of
hung out.
And then New Year's.
New Year's is okay. New Year's is okay.
Yeah. Even though people do go to church on New Year's.
Do you know, well, on New Year's Day?
I think so.
I think, isn't that.
Isn't it, isn't that weird. Considered a holiday? A Catholic holiday?
I think it is considered a holiday. It's, let me see here. Go ahead and keep talking. I'll look this up.
Well, so, all right. So, no, that's, I mean, I did not go to church, obviously. I'm not a crazy person. But, New Year's was good. It was kind of low-key. I mean, I went out, but, I didn't get all jammed up. I actually got far more jammed up the next night on New Year's Day.
Oh, really?
I got plastered. And not, like, in a good way. It was in one of those, like, I had fun or whatever, got drunk, but it was in one of those ways that I woke up the next morning at, like, 5:30, 6. I went to the bathroom. I didn't really throw up, but it was, like, I was kind of, like, coughing up something.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I looked at myself in the mirror. My eyes are, like, bloodshot. And I got, like, little dribbles of whatever in my beard. And I was just like, I was like, what?
This is on the second?
Yeah. And I'm like, what am I doing with myself? Like, what kind of a life is this? I had, you know, if I believed in God, it would have been a kind of a come to Jesus moment.
Okay.
But it was just like a come to realization that I'm a child.
There's nothing almost going to be that. 30. Now, did you make a New Year's resolution then? And you were like, I will never get this bad again.
No. I think I will wait a week before I
get this bad.
It's just like people are like, oh, I'm not going to drink again. Bullshit. You're not going to drink. No. It's not like that. I need to take it easy, I guess. I need to maybe not so often. You know, maybe ingest a little bit less poison into my body.
Mm. So I take it you're not drinking now.
Yeah, right. I'm not just about done with a beer, and I don't have a bottle of bourbon sitting next to me.
Ah, nice.
Yeah. But anyways, that is 100% true. I'm about to definitely have a couple more beverages. But fact of the matter is that, I don't know. I just basically I was thinking to myself, I gotta maybe calm down just a little.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it was one of those moments where I really did say to myself, "What am I doing?" Miguel.
Okay.
Now, did you find out if it was a holiday?
It is a holiday.
Oh yeah, very exciting.
Well, here's the thing, though.
Is there debate?
I don't think there's really debate because I think there was a little rebranding going on. I think they kind of retconned it a little bit. Because
beer just went in my nose. It stings the nostrils.
It's real bad. Try having it be whiskey. That's terrible.
Oh yeah, no, I don't want that. I got this bourbon. It's Evan Williams.
Oh yeah,
Kentucky Evan bourbon. Williams. Yeah, it was put in oak in 2004. It's got this little story with it and everything.
Oh,
this
little, okay.
Little book. Yeah, it's vintage. It says vintage.
I think vintage is the year.
Oh no, it says 04, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's
when this, yeah, and it's actually it's handwritten on the back when it was put in the bottle.
Is it actually handwritten, you think?
Yeah. Well, it looks like it.
Or is it like handwritten printed? You know what I mean? Was it like one of those like autograph machines?
Oh,
like the auto pens. You know, like when you get a signature from the president, it's not really.
It's
from
not
the president,
really.
You know.
Well, okay, so it says barreled on, it's got a date. It has a barrel number and bottled on date. So I don't know. Maybe not. I mean, it might be auto pen. It looks fairly legit, but, you know, like if the guy that they bring in with the V-neck shirts and Pawn Stars and he pulls out the thing that is attached to his iPad and he looks for live ink, he might not find live ink.
Okay, all right.
You know what I'm saying?
If you bring in the CSI people, they may be like, ah, I don't know about this.
Yeah, like the black guy there who ended up being the leader or whatever. Didn't he used to do like that kind of stuff?
And then he became the leader?
Yeah, I think didn't they make him like the leader after Grissom left?
No, you're thinking of Lawrence Fishburne.
Oh, is he on the regular CSI?
Yeah.
All right.
There were,
well,
so here's
you
what
know,
happened. Let's hang
they're
on.
Both
Let's,
black.
Here's what I know about the regular CSI. Grissom left. Lawrence Fishburne came in. He left. Now we has who's the fucking Cheers guy?
Danson.
Danson. Ted Danson. I was gonna say Danza, but I was like, that's not right.
No, this is not Danza.
Angela. Are you telling me that there's a murder here?
I
gotta look for clues?
I mean, he's just standing there staring at like a dead body eating a fucking chicken palm sub. All right, so
Mona.
The extent to what I remember about
anyway,
CSI
Ted
was
Ted Danson and Elizabeth Shue. I just want to point out that Elizabeth Shue is also in there.
What I remember about CSI is it started. I watched it a bunch. Grissom left. I stopped watching.
Is it still on? I think I'm
no
99% sure it's still on. Let's find this out.
Well, now there's wait. Is the New Orleans thing? Is that NCIS or is that CSI? The one with
Scott Bakula.
Bakula.
That's NCIS.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's the same thing.
Kinda.
Oh, don't even give me a kinda.
There's
thing.
A lot more. There's a lot more sinning in CSI.
Oh yeah.
Because it's Las Vegas.
Oh well, yeah, you know.
Hang on. Guess how long or how many episodes of CSI there are. I'm talking the original season.
The original run?
The original series.
Okay.
It's still on.
I bet it's a ton. I bet it's like 500 episodes.
No. 330.
Okay.
It's been on for 15 seasons.
15? It's like fucking Survivor.
Let's see. Oh boy. This is going to be good. CSI Miami.
That's been on a while, too.
Ah, that ended in April 2012.
It ended? Motherfucking, what's his face? What was his name? I can't think of his name.
Oh, the red haired guy.
Yeah. Let me
go back. David Caruso.
Caruso. Even though in the show, I believe his name was Horatio.
He was just so tired. He was like, look, all I do, I take my sunglasses off, I put them back on.
Take them off.
I can't fucking do this.
Yeah, put them back on.
CSI New York with Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah.
That ended in February 2013.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy,
what?
Are you ready for this? No, this is actually the song that I said that they should play for one of their things. It's gonna be I Can See for Miles. CSI Cyber.
CSI Cyber?
Yeah.
What is that?
It starts March 4th of 2015.
Oh, this sounds awful.
Here's the plot. The FBI team of cybercrime investigators, headed by Special Agent Avery Ryan, works to solve cases involving the Darknet. What the fuck?
The Darknet? That sounds like an alternate universe in a video game.
That sounds like the precursor to... It sounds like they were making a cheap ripoff of the Terminator, and they were just like, we can't call it Skynet. Let's call it Darknet.
So,
Avery, a special agent in charge, an esteemed cyber psychologist.
Oh, yeah.
Heads up a team, including senior special agent Elijah Mundo, tasked with solving murders, cyber theft, hacking, sex offenses, and blackmail.
Is there anyone noteworthy on this show?
Oh, boy. Nicolas Cage's ex-wife Patricia Arquette is on here.
Is there anyone noteworthy on the show?
90s heartthrob James Vanderbeek is on here.
No way.
That's right.
Oh my, well, I guess he's not doing anything else. Is he gonna fuck a pie? Virtually?
That's not James Vanderbeek.
What?
James Vanderbeek is the guy from Dawson's Creek.
Oh, damn it, I was thinking it was What's-His-Face.
Yeah, no, what? He wasn't a heartthrob.
No, he was. Oh, no, I know, I thought you were being sarcastic.
No, I was being serious. I'd fuck James Vanderbeek in the 90s.
Yeah, but I mean, well, what was What's-His-Face from American Pie? What was his name?
I don't know. I have too many things open right now.
All
right,
no, go ahead.
Peter McNichol, who you'll know from Ghostbusters 2. Janos.
Oh, Jason Biggs.
Jason Biggs, yeah.
I don't know why. All right, never mind. Forget I said.
I don't know who that guy is. No fucking way. Bow Wow is in this.
Bow Wow? Oh, no longer Lil.
He's listed as a cyber hacker.
Oh, yeah. He's a badass.
I don't know who this Asian chick is. Haley Kiyoko? No idea who she is. Oh,
sounds Japanese.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I guess he's a guest. He's a guest in this. In this, he's not listed as one of the main people. He's listed as a guest, but Mr. Luke Perry is also in this.
No way, really?
Yes, yep.
Pretty sweet. Luke Perry. Wow. What's he been up to?
Besides looking for work?
Yeah. I mean, I guess he found it.
Let's see. I don't know about his childhood or his career. Skip ahead here.
Yeah, like it's like early life. Like, I give a shit what he was doing when he was 6.
Um, What the fuck was that?
I hit the remote and it fell.
Let's see. Here's some recent movies he was in. He was in the Good Night for Justice series as John Goodnight.
Oh, cool.
Three
one
movies
of my favorites.
That. He was in a movie called Red Wing.
Oh, is that the one? Oh, no, never mind. At first I thought it was the George Lucas Black Pilots one, but that's Red Tails.
Yeah, Red Tails. He was in five episodes of Body of Proof in 2012 to 2013. He was in an episode of Community in 2013, and in 2014 he was in an episode of Major Crimes. So nothing.
Yeah, really. Wow.
Anyway, so CSI Cyber, set your calendars, March 4th, 2015. It'll be airing right after the kickoff game to March Madness. I don't know if that's true, I'm just saying. I'm assuming.
No, you're just throwing that out there.
I'm assuming.
That's a good lead-in.
So back to January 1st as a holy day.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, Jesus.
It is now called the Solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God.
Oh, okay.
It is a holy day of obligation, which
means really?
That you have to go to church.
Yeah, good thing I went.
So it used to be called years ago. And I know this because my parents told me this. When they were children, it was called the circumcision.
No way.
It was called the Feast of the Circumcision of Christ.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
In accordance with Jewish traditions, it is 8 days after his birth.
That's pretty quick. 8 days? How is that 8 days? Not only seven?
Yeah, no, that's not right. But the feast day for it appears on the January 1st of the liturgical calendar of the Eastern Orthodox Church and the general Roman calendar, the first January 1st feast, which from, listen to this, 1568 to 1960, almost 400 years.
Wow.
It was called the Circumcision of the Lord and the Octave of the Nativity is now named the Solemnity of Mary.
Wow. They really just changed it because they were probably like, wow, way too many people are making fun of it.
Yeah, they were just like, happy feast day for cutting dicks off.
Yeah. Pull out your dicks, let's slice a little bit off. Oh, that's fucked up.
They changed it. They were just like, we gotta stop calling it the circumcision. This is fucked up.
Yeah. I mean, you set up till the 60s? Yeah, at some point someone was probably just like, yeah, that's... That, we can't keep doing that.
It's just, it's not right.
So, alright, so I never really knew what it was. I mean, I knew that people did go to church. I think I even went to church maybe once or twice on New Year's.
Oh, I definitely went growing up.
Yeah. Definitely not usually.
I had to.
Oh, you did, yeah.
I had to. Actually, this leads in well into my what I was going to share about my holiday break.
Oh, yes, holiday. Do not dare assign any sort of anything to it.
No. I mean, granted, I might have acknowledged a certain day.
Oof.
As particularly, but that was personally me. I don't necessarily assume that anybody wants to know or even needs to know or cares or anything about what I do on that day. It's, you know, it's fun.
Yeah.
No, I had a good Christmas.
good. That's good to hear.
Wife was sick.
Yeah.
And then I was sick for New Year's. So.
Yeah.
But no, good holiday time for the most part.
Nice.
Got some new video games, got a couple movies, good times.
Very good.
Yeah. Although a couple days after the holiday that I chose to celebrate, and not by any means think that anybody else should celebrate it. To get technical, I guess it was the day that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was born.
Yes,
and came to Earth.
And saved all the peasants.
Yes, and it saved all of us from original sin, because somebody was just like, "Oh, I want an apple."
Yeah, I'm a jerk. It was that stupid bitch.
Yeah, she was just like,
she tricked poor Adam.
Yeah, she was like, "If you eat this, I'll let you suck on my titties." And he was like,
"Yeah," and he was like, "Ah."
He's like, "I don't know what titties are, but sucking sounds good." So
yeah. Anyway, so. Christmas. Okay.
No, a couple days after.
Couple days after Christmas.
I went to a wedding.
Oh, yeah, that's stupid.
Catholic ceremony.
Okay, yeah, good.
Catholic ceremony. It was the first time I had been to church in 4 years. Because, you know, Catholic ceremony, you got to sit through a whole fucking mass.
Oh, yeah.
It's a whole thing.
Oh, it's a big old production.
It's you gotta get there. You gotta make nicety with the priest if he's still in the back, just hanging out.
Yeah.
You know, there's singing. There's a whole bunch of songs. There's readings from Bibles. It's, you know.
It's arduous.
There's Eucharist.
Eucharist for the little wafer for the layman.
Yeah. The very
literally for the layman.
The very stale oyster cracker that they give you.
Yeah, I wish it was oyster crackers. Are you kidding me? I'd go up for seconds. I love oyster crackers.
I'm trying to think of how, for those that have never taking communion, I'm trying to figure out how to describe it. It's like, you know how sometimes when you buy electronics, they are wrapped in just like a sheet of just white, like, it's not really styrofoam.
Oh, it's like
that white kind of plastically, like, it's a little bit of a cushion kind of
thing. It's kind of stretchy, but it's also, like, a little cushiony. Yeah.
So it's like somebody took a piece of that, cut it into a circle, and then baked it for a half hour.
Yeah. Then this is what you're putting in your mouth and ingesting.
I gotta find out the name of that, because that is a perfect description of it. Yeah. It is just like that. So gross, really.
It's not good. Sometimes I mean like one or two of the last four times I've been in church in the last 10 years.
You take it in your hands and then you go up to the wine person and you're like, hang on a second, you dip it in the wine a little bit.
Actually, I took it, I put it in my hand, and then I faked putting it in my mouth.
Oh, God.
And I slipped it into my breast pocket.
Oh, God, what'd you do with it after?
I don't know. Like, I showed it like as a prize. I was like, hey, like later on, like at the reception or whatever, I'd be like, hey, guess what I got? And they're like, oh shit!
And then what did you do with it after that?
I don't know. I probably just left it someplace.
Some bus boys.
He's like, oh shit!
he comes across it and he's like, Madre de Dios, and then he has to eat it. He's like, oh shit.
I really hope that's what happened. Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
So anyway. Catholic ceremony. huge fucking pain in the ass.
Oh, such a chore.
And it was the first time that I had gone to church in 4 years. I was so out of practice.
Yeah.
Just, like, forgot what all the responses were. Like, because for a while, even though, like, I didn't go that often, I could still go home, and I would go to church with my parents.
Right.
I'm trying to remember when I just was just like, nah, I'm not going to church even at home. Like, I'm not even appeasing my parents at this point. I was just like, nah, I'm not going to your dumb church.
Yeah.
Nah, it's not happening.
And my parents gave up, too. I think what really did it for my parents was honestly the whole, the big, like,
touching kids thing.
The touching kids thing.
Yeah.
And I think after that point, they realized that there was no, like, moral high ground for them to be like, we got to go to church. Now they were just like, well, how the hell am I supposed to tell my kids they have to go to church?
Yeah, like, my parents, I think that might have been part of it, too, for my parents. And I just repeatedly told them, I was like, I get nothing out of going. Because we also had a priest towards the end of the time that I was going that would always talk about the devil.
Oh, nice.
In all the sermons. Like, the devil's coming to get it. I'm like, fuck the devil. Like, it's not the devil. And I'm just like, how about something, like, positive and uplifting? And I was like, I was very vocal. I was just like, I don't like going anymore. Like, this doesn't, I don't like this. I get nothing out of it. And, like, it just, it doesn't help me at all.
I one time at the church, my mom went sometimes. I don't make it sound like my parents are religious.
Just to clarify here, my parents still go every week.
Do they really?
Even if they are on vacation somewhere, if they are visiting one of their children, they will find a church nearby and go to it.
Really?
Yes.
Now, is Colleen more of the churchgoer and she brings you father, or is it?
I would say it's the opposite.
Oh, really? Okay.
I would say it's the opposite, but they both went to Catholic school.
Okay.
So they were both very much raised in the going to church mentality.
Okay. For me, see, my mom's not even religious, really. I think she felt like she should go. Like it was something she was supposed to do. I don't think my father could have given two shits about going. Like, he was always, like, trying to skip.
Okay, yeah.
Even when he was always just... Yeah, I felt like it was kind of like on The Simpsons when Marge would be trying to get the kids to go and Homer would just stay home. It was kind of like that.
Yeah,
okay. But even though I don't think necessarily my mother is any more religious, she just... I think because her parents would go to church when she was a kid, like, she thought that was what she was supposed to do.
Yeah.
And then once the whole, like, sexual abuse scandal happened, I think she was just kind of like, well, this has kind of been lost on it. Yeah. Like, this is not worth it anymore. Forget
she
it.
Got up one morning and was like, all right, let me see where the moral high ground is at today. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh. This is not good.
And pretty much after that, and, like, obviously me and my sister were old enough to, like...
You knew what was going on.
We knew what was going on. So it was like, well, I can't force them to go to church anymore. Yeah. Like, they know too much.
I think they just knew how... Because I remember having talks with them about it and stuff, starting kind of early on. Like, when you were going to... going through, like,
puberty.
what's the last thing that you do? And they're like, you're an adult.
Confirmation.
Confirmation. Yes. When I was going through that, and like I had to do like the youth classes and stuff, and I'm just like, this is bullshit. Like, this doesn't make any sense.
I got to skip so much of that because I went to Catholic high school.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah.
There was one time where the guy was talking to us and he was like, The Simpsons is terrible. Like, Homer's terrible. And we're like, it's a TV show. And he's like, you can't look up to them. And we're like, we don't. It's a cartoon. Like, we can't. You know- and then this is, this dates it. Hang on. I want to, because I feel like it was even after the movie came out. they showed us, they wheeled out a TV, and it was a very shitty TV. I remember that.
It was on one of those, it was like on the four wheels, and they...
Yes. They wheeled out the a VCR. Very shitty TV, and they... Because they tried to make it... Oh, fuck, what was it called? It was called... it was called CYO, like Catholic Youth Organization.
Or oh, whatever. Yeah, CYO,
yeah. So, like, you had to go to that, and, like... I was like, why am I going to this? And they're like, you have to do this. All right, fine. I guess I'm doing this now. I don't. So, but they tried to do it. They did it in a building. I think they nicknamed it the Lighthouse to like give it a cool name.
Yeah, yeah.
Hang on. I'm going to text
this real quick. Should have made a stupid TV show after it. The Lighthouse.
I think it was called the Lighthouse.
That's so gay.
Because I feel like you would go up there, and I feel like they used it for some other stuff. There's a corner with a bunch of stuff for like little kids in one corner, and then I feel like there was
the priest hung out over there.
And then I feel like in the back, I want to say there was like a pool table or something.
Oh shit, yeah, but that wouldn't entice gambling.
And then there were like couches and stuff too, so it was like a cool place to hang out and talk about God. I used so, and like you would all just kind of like hang out and sit there. And like,
yeah.
Oh yeah, God, like God is wonderful, isn't it? Hey, what's this thing about God? What do you guys think about this? Let me read you a passage from this. Also, the guy that led this, swear to God, looked exactly like Ned Flanders.
Nice. That's sick.
He had the glasses. Hair was pretty similar. Definitely had a stash. And I feel like he always wore some kind of a button-down shirt and a sweater over it.
Awesome.
So, yeah, you go to CYO. But, and then, at one point, they rolled out a TV, and they couldn't quite get it to hook up right. So it played and kind of skipped, because they couldn't adjust the tracking. And it played in black and white.
Oh, awesome.
They played a clip from the movie Spawn.
Spawn?
Yeah.
Saw that in the theaters.
In 1997.
Yeah, that's when I saw it.
Yeah. Saw it in the theaters with my ex-wife. She was not amused.
Hated it.
They played that clip. And they were like, well, what do you guys think about this? He was just like, he was killing all these people. What do you think about that? And I can't remember if I said anything or not. I probably didn't, because I just didn't say anything back in those days.
Yeah.
But I just,
so
like,
I'm just going to leave this
alone. I was just like, whatever, this is stupid. But I remember thinking, and I might have said it. Somebody else might have said it, too. They were like, but they're bad guys. Like, he's killing the bad guys, because they also all have guns. And yeah. Like, that's who he's killing. And they're like, yeah, but do you think that's right? Yeah, kind of. Like,
you're like, I don't know. This is kind of ambiguous here.
It's not like he's killing innocent people.
It's not, I mean, it's not like they showed you Schindler's List. And they were like, is this right? You'd be like, well, no.
Wrong. They're Jews. It is right.
No, oh, it's what? Correct. It's completely correct.
This CYO took a weird turn.
And then they're just like, I thought this was CYO. No, it's the Hitler Youth.
Yeah.
Of New Jersey.
So, and then next week, we will not meet at the Lighthouse. We will meet at the Eagle's Nest. What?
So I also was in CYO, not for very long. Just, I think I went a couple times.
Did
honestly,
get,
I think,
did you get confirmed though? You did.
Yeah, I did. Okay. Yes, I did. I think the only reason why I did the CYO thing was because I just wanted to meet broads. And there was one girl I knew who went, and she was hot, so I went with her. Not like anything was going to happen. I mean, it was CYO, but I remember going. Actually, no, you know what? There was that. But then there was also, like, the confirmation class. And I had to do a couple of the things. Not many of them, because I did go to Catholic high school. But I remember going to one of the confirmation kind of class things. And it was this fucking retreat someplace. And it was
I had to go on a retreat, too.
Yeah, and there was this guy, right? And he's like... He tried to seem like kind of like hip and cool.
Oh, they always try to seem
hip and cool. They do. Like, he's trying to be cool, but he was really into Jesus. And he started, like, talking about, like, there was something like bringing up, like, tough times that you had to get through and where God would help you or something.
And then he read you the Footprints poem?
No. We started talking about. He was like, you know, and my grandmother died or something, and I was like, and someone was like, oh, how old are you? And he was like, I'm 32 or something, and maybe he was like 30, but basically, after some prodding, we found out that this was his first grandparent that had ever died. And I was like, dude, fuck you. You were like 30 years old. You lost one grandparent. I don't have any.
Yeah, I don't have any. Like,
I was like, go fuck yourself, dude. I don't give a fuck. That's when you felt close to God because you lost a grandparent at age 30. Go to hell.
And they're just you are
fucking lucky as shit.
They're just like, Greg, you're not holding the sharing Bible right now.
It's like
you can't say all that unless you're holding the sharing Bible. And even like, then, I don't think you can say that.
Yeah. No, it's like that was like the most tragic thing that had happened in this guy's life, and I'm like, oh my God, like give me a fucking break. This guy sucks. Why am I listening to him? Oh, it was awful. I'll never forget that. I don't remember too much of the other stuff other than the fact that, like, half the kids that were in this fucking confirmation class are now either addicted to some sort of drugs or have a kid out of wedlock or have been in jail. Or most of them nice. Probably have. It's just a bunch of animals, you know?
I literally have no idea what happened to any of the kids I went to confirmation with. I'm pretty sure I have no idea.
Most of them are probably dead.
No, they're not. They're probably close to it, though. They're closer to it than I am, I would bet.
Yeah, yeah.
How do we get to...
Confirmation?
Yeah, confirmation.
We're talking about a church.
Oh, like, yeah,
what
so
you do in church.
I think my point was I was talking about Cirio because even then I was just like, this is ridiculous. And I was like, they showed me a movie where a kind of good guy is killing the bad guys, and they were like, this isn't right. And I was like, I think it is. Like, it's not legally right, but like, he's just trying to be a good guy.
Like, listen, he would probably get brought up on manslaughter charges.
Yeah.
However,
I mean, maybe,
no one's going to send him to jail for that long.
I mean, he could plead passion provocation depending on his relationship with the people that were being killed or
we should have brought.
So, I mean, you know, clearly, Colleen, I think they were in the wrong here. So I don't think I should go to church anymore.
You should have been like, well, I don't know if he'd really get in trouble for this, although he is black, so he may go away for a long time.
Yeah, but on the mask that he's wearing, there is a bit of white, so it depends really on, I guess, what they're looking at. I don't know. Human memory and stuff, eyewitness accounts, not very credible. So,
No.
They could just think he's a white guy, and then in which case he'll be praised the hero.
He'll be fine. Yeah.
Am I right, guys? I'm noticing that you guys are all white.
For some reason you have a problem with what I'm saying.
You're not all... You guys aren't all aware of race, are you? Nobody in this room has ever seen a black guy.
Yeah, probably not.
Oh, I get it now. Lighthouse. I get it. Okay.
The lighthouse.
That makes more sense.
I love that was what the place was, the lighthouse.
Yeah. And I got confirmation from my sister. Yes, it's called the lighthouse.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was awesome. Just like, did I just make that up? And I was just like, she would definitely know because she was way more involved than I was.
The lighthouse.
And she said yes, and then she was like, that's really random. And I was like, well, you know, that's what I do.
So. Oh, that's so cool. Did it look like a lighthouse?
No. It was just like, it was a big room above, basically, where, it was basically a big room above, I think, like, half of the gym in the Catholic school that was right next to the church.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much what we did. We would go in the basement. It was kind of creepy in there. Yeah, but it was in the Catholic school across from
that was church. Called the dungeon house.
Yeah, it was the dungeon.
It was the dark house.
Yeah.
And you were like, I'm noticing you all are darker skinned. I'll
abstain from making any more racist jokes.
Yeah, if anybody's looking for my wallet, I will be sitting on it.
It is in my front pocket. Bunch of animals. What a waste of time.
Ours was above. It was very clearly like an old storage space for something.
Yeah, with the pool table, the cool chairs or whatever.
Yeah, because they're just like, hey, this is a hip, cool place to talk about.
Was there any beanbag chairs or anything?
There probably was.
Like, oh, this place is rad. They probably thought it was so cool. They're like, we're going to bring the kids up here, and they're going to love it, and then we're going to fuck them.
First time. Stopped going because of my parents. My parents just finally accepted it. So this is my first time going in 4 years. And I don't know if I should tell the story or not. Yeah, I might as well. So going back to the CYO thing for a minute. We went on that retreat.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So this is the closest in the Catholic community that I came to being sexually assaulted. Not by.
I almost did the beer thing again through my nose, but this time I am drinking whiskey, and that would have been bad.
Not by a priest or anything like that. But we get there, and it's like just a camp. And they're just like, all right, this is the guy's bunk, so we all go in or whatever. And there was this kid, Justin.
Oh, boy.
Justin. There's this kid, Justin.
There was this kid.
Who was crazy.
Was he attractive?
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Little, like, short little Mexican kid.
Oh. What was he doing there?
I'm not going to say his name in case he has a record.
Okay.
Because basically, like, within 15 minutes of all the guys, like, going in there and picking their bunks, there was all bunk beds. So you pick, like, where you sleep or whatever. And the top bunks had the extra, like, guardrail on there.
Yeah.
And you could take it out. So he was like, oh, I don't want this. So he took it out.
Oh, tough guy, right?
Yeah.
I don't need no fucking.
So the rail is just like two pieces of wood, and then there's like three pieces, like two horizontal pieces of wood, and then three pieces spread out vertically to put it all together.
Yeah.
So he's standing there, and he stands between two of the bunk beds. So, like the heads of two bunk beds again that are against the wall, because the side is against the wall.
Yeah.
So the two heads are facing each other, but there's enough room for him to kind of, like, stand on part of the railing on each head of the bed or whatever. So he's taking the railing off, and then he's holding it. And he goes... He was like, man, there's a big hole in this railing. And then he just takes his dick out and starts shoving it and waving it through the slap.
What?
And we're all like, what? And we kind of all were like, oh, no. And I wanted to be, in retrospect, I would have been like, me now would have been like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, I would have just looked at him and been like, what? I don't even know how that makes sense. Like, that just is so weird. Like, why are you trying to fuck it? Like, I don't know. I don't know how you're doing the helicopter. Like, did he think he was being cool? It's weird. But,
all right, so was he considered like a cool kid or was he a weirdo?
He was more cool than weird.
Okay. So he wasn't like on the outer fringes of the society of the kids that age.
No.
Okay. Well, that's I feel like I know the type, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So he fucked the railing?
Kind
bed
of.
Railing
it was
thing?
Almost like he was trying to do the helicopter between, like, the slats.
Wow.
Like, he was trying to spin it almost, but it didn't quite work.
Yeah, I can imagine. Huh. Too bad he didn't get splinters.
Yeah. I don't think he did.
That's unfortunate. That's pretty weird. So you had to witness this with the other Catholic boys?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And then that night, so it was decided. And I'd never been away from home, really, with, like, a group of essential strangers. And I didn't know, like, how camp things worked or anything, so it really kind of, like, freaked me out.
Right.
But they were, so we're all, like, there. And they were like, all right, the first guy that falls asleep wakes up with balls on his face.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh my god, this really happened. Oh my god.
I've heard about this.
Oh my god.
First guy that falls asleep gets balls on his face.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I want balls on my face. I don't want it to happen.
Meanwhile, there was some kid in that room that's just like, fall asleep, fall asleep, fall asleep. He wasn't out of the closet. He's just like, oh my god, I want to fall asleep. I need the balls in my face. But if you ask him, he's like, a bunch of faggots.
So, like, we shout that, and then all of a sudden, Father Tim's like, hey, I'm going to sleep with you guys tonight.
Yeah, oh, hey.
But I'm really tired, so.
I'm bushed.
There was nobody named Father Tim, I don't think, that was there. I don't think maybe, but he was, that did not happen. I just want to clarify that. Just in case that poll was not completely random and there was, yeah. Nothing bad happened like that. But I remember staying awake for so long because they started doing like the call outs and like.
Oh, to see if people were awake?
Yeah. So we started like calling out to see if people were awake and stuff.
Otherwise, you get balls.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know if you actually did or not.
What's his face?
Justin? No, I don't.
Was he one of the main proponents of getting balls in the face?
I don't think so, actually.
Oh, see, all right. I would have figured based upon his prior actions that he would have been like, yeah, put fucking balls in your face.
I think he just liked taking his dick out. I don't think he wanted his dick to be on you. I don't think he wanted contact, because contact is a test.
Yeah, exactly. It's only by contact.
So I don't think that's what he wanted. Huh, but I waited till there were like four people left awake out of a group of probably like 12 guys. And then I was like, all right, I guess it's safe to go to sleep now. Because then I think probably I had a moment of panic where I was like, what about the last guy to fall asleep to see get balls in his face?
Just a bunch of people start sleepwalking over and sticking their balls in his mouth.
Wait, balls in the mouth, oh god.
I don't know how this works. I've never been to camp.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know.
Is this a thing?
I wanna go home.
Alright, well, I never experienced that. No balls in the face or anything like that. That's good.
I've never experienced that either.
Well, yeah.
But I was afraid that I might.
You got close.
I was like, oh boy, this is not good.
It's not what I signed up for.
We got a cold ball over here. This is not
gonna be good. We've been like a cabin.
Yeah.
Was there one like counselor or something that was in that cabin with you?
No. There was no adults in that room.
Oh, so it was unsupervised.
Yes.
So you guys could have had like a big like gay orgy in there. No one would have. We could have.
I think they might have. Because I woke up with a very salty taste in my mouth.
That would have been like, he's asleep. He won't notice. The rest of you suck my dick.
I wake up. I'm like, anybody else's mouth tastes like onions? What is that?
Everyone else is just, they're following a train.
Hey, why are y'all guys giving each other back? Oh, my God.
Like, you're a weirdo, dude. You're the one that doesn't join.
I run out the door. I renounce my religion. I renounce my religion.
Well, I never experienced anything like that.
Well, it's good. It's good that you didn't. Because it was... Oh, it was so horrifying. I forgot about it up until now. Where were we at, though? I didn't even get to anything about the ceremony, though.
So, I basically, the only time I ever really go to church anymore is, like, when someone dies or someone gets married. And so, this last year, I went to a Catholic ceremony a few times. And one time I actually just went to church, but it was because of a dumb broad. But...
Is this the dumb broad that I'm assuming it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I went and I realized that some of the like stuff that you say, it's been changed.
Yes. Yes.
So now like when they say, may the Lord be with you. So what would you answer to that?
And also with you.
Right. But that's not what they say anymore. They say like something like "and in His spirit."
Yes,
and that I will never get used to that. I mean, granted, not going to have much opportunity to get used to it. But I mean, I was. They said it. She was like, they were like, "Oh, you know, Lord be with you," and I was like, "And also with you." And I was corrected. So you know that. Like, no, it's in your spirit. I'm like, since fucking when?
Yeah, when the fuck did this happen? There were a few things.
Yeah, and that's not the only one. They changed, like, the creed thing that everyone says together. You know, like, you talk about, like, the story. Like, you profess your faith, you know, and the whole thing.
Yeah.
Jesus was died and buried on the third day, all that bullshit.
Yeah.
They changed that thing, too.
Yeah.
I used to know that one. I don't know it no more. I
think it's to make it more Protestant, maybe? I forget. It's one of the things.
I don't know. I think it's to make it more, at least to make it more user-friendly, maybe. I don't know.
No, because it's, I think those expressions are very, hang on. Okay, hang on. I'm gonna try this. They're not going to be able to hear you, though. But I want to get some confirmation on this. From somebody who knows.
Okay.
Making a call here.
Where are you going?
My dad will know. Assuming my parents are awake.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Question for dad, if he's around. Can you ask him?
He's right here. Okay, do you want me to ask him or do you want to talk to him?
Just ask him. Okay. Because I'm in the middle of recording, but I know Dad will know the answer to this. The change in the responses that they've done with the church, like all everything that they've changed, that's to be isn't it to be more of some more closer to something? Isn't it like Protestant or Presbyterian or something?
I think yeah. hold on a second.
This is great. This is like, we're getting like,
like multimedia stuff right
first hand accounts.
Yeah. This is just, you gotta go to the source on some of this stuff.
Yeah, right, right. Straight to the, straight God's mouth to your ears.
Other Christian religions.
Okay, it's to be more in line with other ones of those instead of just Catholic.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And to clarify, the January 1st, the Solemnity of Mary, used to be the circumcision, right?
Right, that's the way I was brought up, yeah.
Yeah. But there was never any mention of why you were celebrating the circumcision. It was just, you just went and had Mass.
Yes, yes. Let me double check that with Dad and see if he's, if it's the same with him. But that's what I remember. It was always the circumcision. And now it's turned to the Solemnity. Hold on a second.
Okay.
When we were growing up, January
1st. This is great.
Okay. Okay.
All right, that's all I needed. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Colleen.
All right.
Bye.
Love
bye.
You.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Did
she
hear
is
that?
Wonderful.
You got a shout out from.
I did.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you if I can leave that in there if the audio sounds good.
Oh, I mean, I could hear everything.
Yeah, to go in line with the other religions.
Yeah.
They've changed a bunch of them.
Huh.
Because I was just like, I either forgot the responses or I started to do it and was like, that's not the right thing at all.
Now, was that pre-New Pope?
That it started changing?
Yeah.
Yes. It started changing with the last one.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised.
Because the New Pope is only, what, a year or two?
Yeah, it might be like 2 years now.
Because I remember my dad complaining about it long before that.
Oh, he didn't like it?
No, because he was just like, they're just doing it to be more in line with the other, like, forms of Christianity. And he was just like, why are they doing that? That's stupid.
I don't know. I see what he's saying, because it's like, I can see doing it to be more like, welcoming, maybe. I don't know necessarily why you need to make it more like the other Christian religions, you know?
Yeah, like there's no reason.
It's not like they're those people switching over because you're saying things similar to them.
Let's be honest, not many people are switching to Catholicism right now.
No. I mean, new Pope might help.
Yeah, no, new Pope is going to help bring people back.
He'll help bring people that were in, that left, back.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
New Pope might, but probably won't bring me back.
No, I don't think New Pope will bring me back, but I still like New Pope.
Yeah, because I realize I'm so completely done with religion. Like, I'm done with it. I was just like, I can't.
It's kind of like politics.
Yeah. I was just like,
it's like,
you know what?
I can't even deal with this anymore.
I can't. The whole thing is, so you're there and you're celebrating the wedding of the marriage of these people. But the ceremony is not in any way, like, personalized to them, except for the mention of their names.
Yeah, they mention the, and then, yeah, and then, like, the priest will, he'll do, like, the little, what do they call it, when the homily?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
When he tries to, like, bring it down to the peasant's level.
Oh, my God, this guy literally did that because he was like, I'm going to take this moment to step down into the, amongst the pews here. And, the girl doesn't know this, but he called her by name, but I won't say her name, but he was like, the guy does, and, you know, is there anybody here that has been married for a year or less? Yeah, last year. And Rachel shoots up her hand, and I didn't, and she was just like, Or I was like, I figured you would do it for the both of us, so why would I raise my hand? That's not...
Yeah.
That's not my job to raise our, you know... You speak for us in this situation.
Sure.
When we are in the house of God, which technically I think should be everything if he created everything. But, I mean, they only count it as church. But
splitting
whatever.
Hairs.
Anyway, if we're in the house of God by God's terms, then you raise our collective hand. And you can just do it. I'm going to think about something else and pull out a little piece of paper and make a note to talk about this on the show. Swear to God, I really did that.
Nice.
And he... So he's like, well, how about 5 years? 10 years? 60 years? And then he went to start going to people and be like, what's your one word of advice for the married couple? And I was like, I really hope some old guy says fucking. Like, I just want... What's your advice for the married couple? I want some old guy to be like, fucking.
Or just like, lots of alcohol.
Or he just goes, ass play. You don't think you want it, but you do.
You do. You need it.
Number one tip of advice, ass play. Number two, alcohol.
I would love to hear the ass play.
Well, sir, when you get married, if they ask advice from the audience, I will volunteer and say ass play for you.
All right, that sounds good to me.
And I'll do it completely out of voice. I'll just go, ass play. That doesn't sound like you at all. No, but it is ass play. Just ass, lots of ass play.
It absolutely is ass play.
It would have been great if he was just like, ass play, everything but, right, father? I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. Ass play's great. You gotta get her to bleach. It's obscene if she doesn't. Anyway.
It's obscene.
Anyway, where's the bathroom? I got a prostate the size of a grapefruit.
what were we saying right before that?
Just the giving of advice. And he brings it down to the peasants and the homily.
Yeah, the peasants. Oh.
But then everything else about the ceremony is not necessarily religion of marriage. It's all about just God and how awesome God is.
Oh, you know what? I have a question.
Yeah.
Have you, and you know what? I feel like I heard it once or twice when I was a kid, but have you recently heard them do the thing where if anyone has any reason why these two shall not wed, please speak now?
No, they didn't do it.
No, I feel like they don't do that anymore.
Yeah, I think they do.
I'm almost certain that I heard it once or twice when I was younger, but I have not heard it in the longest time.
I don't think they do that anymore.
They should. You know, I mean, that could that
why?
Could really...
So they can be like, so after the homily and everything, right before they do the ceremony, the father's like, does anyone have any reasons why these two should not be married? Yeah, is she willing to give up the ass? Because if not, it's a big no ski for me.
Like, anal play. Yeah.
I would say no if she says no to the ass. I don't know. But, you know, I'm just saying, you know. If she won't let you, like, finger her balloon knot at least, it's a no from me.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Father, ask her that. I don't know if she heard me ask her that.
I don't have a microphone.
You got the mic. You restate the question.
I think that they should still do it. Isn't that tradition? Aren't you supposed to do that?
I don't know.
And then forever hold your peace.
They didn't do it for ours. Because we got to basically do the script for ours.
Right, right.
And there was pretty much we left it exactly how he kind of wrote it.
Yeah.
Like, we wanted him to include the knot tying thing.
Yeah.
so he included that. But for the most part, he just kind of wrote the rest. There was only one part that we really vetoed that was like, where he specifically was like, the Bible says that marriage is between a man and a woman. And we were like, we don't really agree with that. Can we cut that out? And he did. Yeah. He did. He was fine with cutting it out. But we were just like, we don't feel that way. So we don't want to include that.
Right.
So also because there were, actually, I think there was only one gay gentleman there. But still, we're just like, well, first of all, we don't want him to be offended. But second of all, like, we don't actually feel that way. So we're like, can we change it to like two people or like just cut that out entirely?
Yeah.
There was something else we cut out too.
Wait, there was a gay gentleman other than Chris at the wedding?
yeah, there was, yeah. Yeah. He was hanging out with the Boston people too.
Oh wait, no, I know. Yeah. The thespian.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, that was the only one. But yeah, we're just like, well, first of all, like, he's a good friend of ours, and we don't want to offend him. But second of all, like, we just don't believe that. Like, that's not the way that we think, and we're just not like, the Bible says this, so. But yeah, I think there's a lot of stuff that you can kind of cut out, I think.
Yeah.
But not in the Catholic ceremony though. There's a lot of stuff that they put in there. A lot of readings from books and stuff. There was a reading, first book, first reading. And it was a reading from the Book of Tobit. I thought that Tobit was a fucking made up book. I never heard of the Book of Tobit before.
Book of Tobit.
Turns out it is actually legitimate.
Tobit. I've read the whole friggin' book.
I think it's in the Old Testament. I think it's an Old Testament.
You know, I mean, maybe that's what, you know, there's a lot of crap in there.
Yeah. But it's also called the Book of Tobias. But it was, yeah.
Huh.
But here's the fucked up thing that always gets me too, because I looked this up and it says it's a book of scripture that is part of the Catholic and Orthodox biblical canon, pronounced canonical by the Council of Carthage of 397, and confirmed for Roman Catholics by the Council of 1546. So you're telling me 450 years ago is when they were finally like, yeah, no, this book belongs in the Bible.
They decided that this one needs to be included.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Like, I was always raised where they were just like, no, the Bible is the word of God. Like, it's exactly, and then I'm like, wait a minute. I learned this much earlier than just now, but I was just like, seriously? Like, they just keep pointing out, like, oh, well, yeah, I mean, it was made canon like 450 years ago, but, you know, no, it's a word of God. I mean, it was, granted, it was like almost 1600 years after Jesus was born.
Yeah.
But no, it's still, and I mean, I know it's an Old Testament, so it was like probably more like 200 or 2500 years after it like kind of happened. But no, it's still, you know, it's still a word of God.
Yeah, but you know, it could be, you know, different stories. It's probably more that old school Wrath of God type shit.
It probably is, but you know, like, that's why I'm just like, I can't accept the Bible as like legitimate. Because there's so many, like, oh, well, it was, you know, I mean, then in this year they added this book, and in this year they said, okay, yeah, this book is legitimate, and this year they added this book, and then, you know, this king didn't like this, so he added this, and I was like, what the fuck are you?
Yeah.
Like, you know, and people, like, Baptists? They're like, this is exactly the word of God.
I don't know.
I think it's the Baptist. I don't know if it is. I might be wrong. But yeah. There are some people out there that accept the Bible as 100% like word of God.
Right. Yeah, there are definitely some people.
But yeah, I paused for a minute and they were like, a reading from the Book of Tobit. And I was like, what the fuck are we talking about?
Yeah.
I was like, wait, are you talking about the hobbits? Because that's something else. Little short guys? And the, no? All right. Because, you know, there's some gay stuff in there, too.
Yeah.
Sam and Frodo. And, you know, that's,
yeah, they are questionable.
They're a little, I mean, you know, they may not be gay, per se, but they're definitely a little curious about, you know.
They might not be gay, but they're queer.
They're a little, you know, like, you know. Look, yeah. One hobbit's dick was definitely in another hobbit's dick at some point in their friendship.
Wait, did you say a hobbit stick was in a hobbit stick?
Yeah, well, that too. I meant mouth, but yes, that happened too.
A little hobbit dog.
Yeah, yeah.
You think they got hair on the dick, like on the dick head, like on their feet?
Wait, like is it on the dick head?
Yeah, like on the muscle.
No. I think it's furry up till the head.
So, like, the whole shaft, like, not just the base of the shaft.
Yeah, the whole shaft. It's like Robin Williams' arm.
Wow. So there's just, like, hair coming off. It looks like a centipede.
Yeah, exactly.
That's terrible.
I think it's just like that.
Huh. Now, I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, I mean, you know, you're not a hobbit lady, so you don't really care.
Here's
the upside. They don't have dentists, I don't think, in Hobbitville. So they gotta have some way of flossing. So
that's perverse.
No. Hobbiton too is actually the name. I'm gonna if my wife ever listens to this, I'll get yelled at for saying Hobbitville. She'll be like, it's Hobbiton. I'm like, all right, well.
Yeah. People are going to correct you.
Look, I was just talking about them having dicks in each other's dicks, so I don't want
to. Yeah.
Dicks and dicks.
Dicks and dicks and dicks.
But yeah, no, I'm totally. Like, it was very. It was all about God, was the ceremony. It was all about just God and how awesome God is. And God's like, I created all of you, and I'm pretty awesome for it. Right?
Yeah. My God is an awesome God.
Is that a song?
Yeah, it is a God. I mean, it is a song.
It's a God.
It's a song.
Never heard that one before.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's one of the more famous ones. My God is an awesome God. Look it up on the YouTube.
My God is an awesome God, and yours sucks hobbit dick.
I don't know about the last part, but it could be.
I'm writing a new version, all right? Relax.
Yeah.
Relax about it.
All right. Yeah, no, I'm relaxed.
Isn't it very self... I feel like it's very self-centered. I feel like God's just like, I created all of you, now worship me. Is that weird?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't necessarily think that that's what he wants. Or, you know what? See, I don't know, because I don't know what the God wants, like real God, because if any of that Old Testament shit is accurate, he's a dick.
Yeah.
But Jesus seemed pretty easygoing.
Yeah, Jesus is like, ah, whatever, man.
Yeah, I think Jesus wanted you to kind of have fun.
Yeah, well, Jesus turned water into wine. He definitely, right. He definitely wants us to have fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's like, look, man. All right, I'm gonna turn this water into wine.
He wanted people to get
weird. Let me tell you the number one secret to marriage: ass play.
Yeah, ass play.
You know how you get there? Wine. All right, drink up, you fucking crazy too. We'll keep partying. You go ahead. You guys go up to wherever you gotta do your business, and then you get in there.
You know, yeah. Put it in.
Yeah, you ass do whatever play. You gotta do. Just make sure you get some wine first.
Yeah.
And I made this wine strong for you. All right? Don't say I never did nothing for you. Jesus out.
Later. Poof.
If there is a God in Jesus, they're going to be so mad about this. But...
Yeah.
See, here's the thing. Here's where I'm at. I believe that there is some kind of higher power, a god or some kind. But I just don't, I don't think it's the way that religion presents it.
Okay.
That's where I'm at. Because I don't feel like it's the way that modern religion presents it. And I feel like, because here's the other thing. I was thinking about this. I was reading up on Kirk Cameron and his craziness.
Yeah, he's a mental patient.
And he had a thing where he went through all the Ten Commandments. And the first one, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Which, all right, you know, don't worship false idols, that kind of thing. But Mr. Kirk Cameron seems to say that you shouldn't put anybody before God. Your wife, your kids, nobody is before God.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's a little bit much.
Yeah, like, okay, so God's like, look, I created you. You have to fucking worship me above everybody else in your life. So, like your mom? Yeah, all right, whatever. She pushed you out of her vagina. But, come on, I created you. So you gotta love me more than her, more than your dad that put the sperm in and whatever. And, like, I know you really love your wife and whatever, and she does the ass play thing. But you gotta love me more than that.
Yeah.
Like, I know you think, oh, I created your kids. Fuck you. I did. So worship me before them. And I'm like, by Kirk Cameron's definition, that seems kind of weird.
Kirk Cameron's got some issues.
Well, that's true. That's true.
I mean, there's no doubt about that. But, you know, I mean, I think that if God... If he made all the things that we know, including the people, I think that he would want us to celebrate and love them as much because they are his creations.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. I don't know. Just throwing that out there. So what have we learned?
Well, hang on. Here's the number one thing, though, that has made me be like, I think I'm kind of done with organized religion.
Okay.
I still believe in a God and a higher power and all that. But here's the number one thing that made me realize I think I'm done with it. How many religions have there been since the dawn of man? Hundreds, right?
Yeah, easy, yeah.
And where are we at now? There's what, like six of them? Major ones?
Major religions, yeah, sure.
The other ones, what happened to those?
They lost viewership.
Yeah, we were just kind of like, no, they're wrong.
Yeah.
They are completely wrong. We're right. Usually because we won some kind of a war.
We're
just like, no, we're right. We're right, they're wrong, whatever. It's not like we somehow disproved that that religion was correct or whatever. It's just because we had bigger weapons and bigger wallets, right?
I guess.
So there's a decent chance in my mind that I will die, and afterwards... there will be a giant man with a bird head and a scale with a feather on one side and me on the other. And I'll be like, those motherfucking Egyptians were right this entire fucking time. We got it right on, like, the first try.
Mm.
And then we just wasted the rest of it.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, there's as good a chance of that as anything, really.
Yeah.
You know?
Because there's no proof to any of it. So there's just like, if I just believe in a higher power without believing the specifics of anything, I feel like that still somehow teaches me what they're trying to. But I'm just like, I don't... How do we get to the point where we're just like, no, they're wrong?
But why even? I mean, what's the point? Like, what are you trying to, like, make sure you're covered?
What's the point in what? Believing that there's a higher power?
Yeah.
I don't know if there's really a point in believing that there's a higher power. Like, that's just, that's what I believe.
No, I'm not saying you even have to have a point.
Yeah, no, just for me personally, it's hard for me to take a look at the way the world works and everything. And be that there's, and say that there's not something else. So yeah. To me, there could also be, like, so like, I think it's that Michio Kaku guy.
Yeah, Michio Kaku, yeah.
That tries to explain, like, the dimensions, and he says, you know, if you take a piece of paper, and you have people in a two-dimensional world.
Yeah.
And they're in that two-dimensional world on that piece of paper, and then you crumple that piece of paper, they're suddenly going to experience things that they don't really understand. But to us, it's obviously the third dimension, but they have no understanding of the third dimension.
Right.
So that to them, it doesn't make sense. So I'm thinking of it like, okay, so there's something out there that's greater than us. So maybe it's an actual kind of being, like a god or something in the traditional sense of the word, that is acting on his own. Or maybe it's another force in the universe that we just don't have the ability to understand.
Yeah. No, I know.
So like a karma or something like that, that kind of tries to balance things out or whatever, that we just don't have an understanding for. And we don't understand how to measure it or how to understand it or anything or predict it or anything like that. So maybe there's something like that, but that's my thoughts at least.
Yeah.
But then you try to put all these stories on it. And this guy that's like, I'm like, I created you, worship me. And then I did all this other stuff for you. And like, look, I know you guys are getting married today. And it's kind of your day, but like, let's make it about me too. And like, it's just not for me.
Hey, I understand.
Is what I'm saying.
Not for me neither.
You know, the other thing that I completely forgot that they did was what? The prayer of the faithful.
What? When they go through all the different things?
Yeah. And they were like, we pray for people to join the priesthood. And that one was still the same. I remember that from the last time I went to church. They always prayed for people to join the priesthood.
Yeah.
And other vocational somethings or other, or like become nuns and shit. They prayed for that one this time too.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Did you consider joining?
Joining the vocation? No, no,
no.
Because I'm already married, so I don't know what I could do. I guess I could. I guess I could become a deacon.
Do you think now? Technically, like divorce is frowned upon. But can you, what if you went to the church and said, listen, I've realized that I need to be a priest. That's my calling. Do you think you could get your marriage nullified and it would be accepted?
I don't think so.
What if your wife went along with you and was like, you know what? He needs to be a fucking priest.
That might add to it. Also, what might add to it is if I had a lot of money.
That's true, too. And you say, plus, I would be willing to make a large donation to the church. And I know, like, the Catholic Church likes money.
So, if, like, yeah, exactly. If I go, they're going to be like, no, we can't do that. Let's say Bill Gates, who you were once compared to.
Yeah, I was by that young woman. She's very sexual.
Yeah, she was a young of-age woman. She compared you to Bill Gates. So let's say Bill Gates went to the church and was like, look, I'm already doing a ton of really nice shit for people in need. But I think my next step is to become a priest.
Yeah.
I talked to my wife here. I forget her name, but I talked to my wife here. Melinda. I talked to Melinda over here. And she agrees. She's like, yeah, I agree. So I just want to, we're going to divorce. She's going to take half. We'll annul the marriage. The other half I'll just donate to the church and I'll become a priest. They're going to be like, fuck yeah, Bill Gates, come on over.
Yeah, why not?
We'll annul the shit out of that. We'll annul it today.
Yeah.
Like, let's get the Pope on a plane and bring him here.
Right.
Because how much is Bill Gates worth? He has to be worth billions?
Oh, yeah. He's worth, he's the richest, he's still the richest man in the world. He's.
I don't know if he's richest.
He should be. It fluctuates a little bit between him and a couple other guys, but he should be right now. I believe he's the richest man in the world. I think it's over. I mean, it's definitely over 50 billion.
Let's see. This is from Forbes magazine. The world's billionaires. I think this is fairly up to date. Yeah, number one. Bill Gates. Number two. You want to take a guess at number two?
It's either Carlos Slim or Warren Buffett.
It is Warren Buffett. Carlos Slim is number three.
Yeah.
Who is Carlos Slim?
He is a Mexican dude, and he owns a telecom company, and they basically price gouge the shit out of the Mexican people.
Nice. Yeah. Do you know who number four is?
Is it
number four?
It's not Bezos, is it?
No, Bezos isn't showing up on this list at all right now.
He's in the billions, but he's not that high, I guess. I think he's like 20 billion or something.
Number four is Amancio Ortega.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Who's that guy?
I don't know.
Realtor Ortega. It's a. I guess he's mainly just a real estate guy.
Yeah.
Let's see. Then we got Larry Ellison, Oracle founder.
Oracle, yep.
Christy Walton.
Oh, yeah.
Jim Walton is number seven. Charles.
There's a bunch of Waltons on
there. Yeah, Charles Koch is number eight.
Paul Allen must be pretty high up.
David Koch, number eight also. They're tied. Alice Walton is 10. S. Robson Walton is 11.
If you look at the top richest people just in the United States, like, three of them are from Microsoft and four of them are from Walmart.
Probably.
It's ridiculous.
Lillian Bettencourt.
Who is that?
I don't know. She's French.
French.
Oh, the Bettencourt family is set to strengthen its hold on the L'Oreal empire in 2014.
Oh, L'Oreal. Yeah, you used that, right?
Yeah, no, yeah. That's how I make my balls smell so fresh.
Yeah, you do, you sicko.
Oh, wait. Is L'Oreal makeup or is it perfume?
I think it's
everything?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of things. It's like makeup.
Oh, and, number 13 is your favorite person in the world. Mr. Michael Bloomberg.
Oh, that cunt.
Number 14 is Zuckerberg. 15 is Bernard Arnault. Who's Bernard Arnault?
Sounds like another Frenchman.
He's also French. What are these French people doing? Okay, I'm just skimming this, but it's like a luxury scarf makers or something. So maybe, let's see. Is the Lord of Lux overseeing an empire with 60 brands, including Bulgari, Fendi, and Dom Perignon? So he just oversees like all the luxury brands. That's why he's so rich. Lee Ka-sing. It's number 16. Sheldon Adelson. It's number 17.
Oh, sure. Sheldon Adelson. Yeah.
Who's he? He looks like fucking Larry Flint. Oh, he's the Sands guy. Okay.
Yes, yes. Yeah, Las Vegas Sands.
All right, that makes sense. Who was the guy before that? Every time I go back to find out who somebody is. Lee Ka-sing, I'm guessing he's a big guy in Hong Kong?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Looks like...
HongKong.com?
Yeah, it looks like a Hong Kong guy. He also made investments in tech outfits like Facebook, Siri, and Spotify.
Sexy.
Let's see. We'll just go through the top 20 real quick. So we got a couple more. Larry Page.
Who is he? I know the name.
Larry Page. Oh, CEO of Google.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
He's the CEO of Google. Fuck. I think that I'm trying to remember who the next one was because I just had it on this list, but now my phone doesn't want to fucking go. Hang on. Technical difficulties. 19 is Jeff Bezos. Amazon. 20 is Sergey Brin. Google also. David Thompson, 21. I'm trying to see if I notice any of these other people. 26 is tied Forrest Mars Jr. and Jacqueline Mars. And then 28 is John Mars. I'm assuming they're connected to Mars Bars.
Who is it?
Forrest Mars Jr., Jacqueline Mars, and John Mars. I'm assuming they're related to Mars.
Probably Mars. The Mars. Yeah, Mars and, yeah, they own obvious M&Ms and they make, Mars makes so many things you don't even realize.
It's yeah. Crazy. Yeah, no. Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
They're in the 20s. Let's see. I don't know who that guy is. Phil Knight. He's 33. Where do I know Phil Knight from? A lot of people that I don't know. Paul Allen's up there.
Paul Allen has a yacht. I forget how expensive it was. It was very expensive. But it has a submarine that comes out of it.
Nice.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like this lipstick on a dog, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty sick.
Just exactly like that.
Yeah, that's why he bought it. Because he's sick.
And he's just like, hey, ladies, check out my lipstick. Like, what? That's fucking disgusting. Who was the guy that you thought was on here in the... And you said he was worth like $20 billion or something?
I said Bezos, and then I said Paul Allen. Oh, no. No, I said Bezos.
Okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember. Yeah, Bezos is... I think Bezos was actually worth more. Yeah, he's $28
billion. Yeah, okay.
Paul Allen is... he's right on the border, I think. Poor Paul Allen. That poor, poor man.
Why?
Let me see if I can find him again. Hang on. $17.1 billion.
It's nothing.
Still, just what a man.
Yeah. He's a hell of a man. Hell of a gay.
Oh, Rupert Murdoch is only 66. I expected him to be higher.
Murdoch?
Yeah.
Murdoch. That's true. You would expect him to be higher.
You would expect him to be... And with the way he talked, you would think our former boss would be higher on this.
Piece of shit.
I can't remember his fucking name even. I was trying to think of it so I could bleep it out, but I can't even.
Oh, I remember it.
Tell me and I'll bleep it out for real.
Cock smoking.
Oh yeah, that fucking guy.
See, now you should bleep out and leave the cock smoking.
Oh yeah, no, I'm definitely going to. I'm definitely going to. A lot of Asians and Middle Eastern people later on in the list. They're still struggling. Times are still tough.
They're kicking. They're still kicking. A lot of guys.
Yeah. A lot of Russians too. It looks like later in the list.
Yeah. Any sheiks?
Like this poor Leonid Mikhelson, $10.2 billion worth from Moscow. Jeez.
Loser.
Married with one kid. God, what the fuck is that guy waiting for?
Yeah.
Her biological clock is ticking like this.
Tonight on 60 Minutes, why haven't you fucked your wife more?
In January 2014, Sabour announced it would partner with the NBA to promote basketball in Russia. Yeah, because that's what we need.
We need more Russians.
Oh, boy. Do you want to know the one thing? The reception, for the most part, was very nice. But you know the one thing that really pissed me off?
What?
It was this moment where the DJ comes on and goes, "Okay, everybody, the lovely bride and groom would like a picture of everybody here in attendance, so we could all make our way to the dance floor and gather around these two chairs right here." Oh, all right, fine. They want a picture of everybody together.
Yeah.
All right, you're going to look at the photographer, Erin, up here. She's standing on the chair right behind me. You can see her right there. She's waving her hands because she's on a chair. And if you can't see her, then you're blind. When she waves her hands, that doesn't mean she's going to take a picture. All right, let's take a picture. Everybody smile. All right, one more, guys. All right. All right, now that we have you all here... do you remember us talking about that YouTube video a minute ago? Well, this lovely couple wants to be YouTube famous also, so they're going to make a little video, and they want all of you to sing to "Living on a Prayer" as loud as you can.
Oh no!
What now? That way they can become, they can get a few million hits on YouTube. I'm sorry, what? I'm not doing that part. Start it there, and then in the video, if it is online, because the DJ said it'll be posted online in a few days, if the video is online, which I have not looked, if it is, there is going to be a part of the video where I just walk away. Like, you should be able to kind of see me, and then you will just see me walk away.
Like, that shit shouldn't, like, be planned like that.
Exactly.
It sounds awful.
You don't plan shit like that? You don't plan to make a viral video?
You can't. Otherwise, it won't work.
Yeah.
Ugh,
I mean, you can. You can plan, but you have to be a very good marketer. Like, that is Don Draper in the 21st century kind of shit.
Yeah.
But you can't be like, "Hey, I'm going to be famous in my wedding, so let's do this." That was the other thing that really pissed me off. When they did the announcements and the entrances for the entire bridal party, of which there were 7 bridesmaids, 7 groomsmen, best man and a maid of honor, and then you got the bride and groom. But every single one of them had to do a fucking bit. Like, oof. One brought out a wrestling belt and poured beer on himself. One of them, like, they were just dancing. They were doing certain, like, inside jokes. Like, one guy tried to pretend he was surfing on, like, a... like, one of the carts that you bring out the desserts on. Like, it was just weird.
Ugh.
And then the bride and groom did this thing where the, like, she was wearing, like, a Steeler scarf, and then they did, like, a touchdown pass thing, and he did a dance. I was just like, why are we doing bits right now? Like, this isn't Some of them were wearing sunglasses, some of them weren't, but I don't... it was just... It was so annoying. It was so... So annoying.
Sounds awful.
Yeah, they were doing bits coming in, and then it was just a big drunken mess after that, because they were all drunk. Some of them did their entrances holding Miller Lite cans and beer cozies.
Oh, yeah? Very classic.
So it was just not... It was so frustrating. But then I was just like, oh, you want to make a YouTube video with us to be famous? Yeah. No, I'm out. That was my tapping out point.
Yeah. No, not if you weren't going to fully participate in that bullshit.
Yeah. No, I was like, look, if I'm going to be in a YouTube video and become famous, I want front. Like, put me between the bride and her father. She doesn't know me, really. But I want it to be, like, groom, bride, me, father. Like, that's what I want.
Yeah.
I want next to the old guy singing his heart out. Because that guy might make it. If it was just him, YouTube famous, no problem.
Yeah.
You got everybody. See, now that, you got that everybody else. On. Yeah, you got everybody else walking away. You got nothing.
I agree.
It was, it's just... They're just like, yeah, they want to become YouTube famous. Why?
It sounds like it irked you.
It did so much. It irked me. Just so, because it just... Here's the problem with this generation. I won't go there.
I was going to say, we could go on all night about that.
Yeah. One thing I've noticed though is that people now think it's very easy to become famous.
Oh yeah.
I want to see all of these YouTube personalities in like another 15 years.
Oh, they're like, not gonna be. They're all gonna be broke.
Yeah, like when they're just like, "Oh, I'm a YouTube personality," or like they're guesting on shows and they're just like, "Oh, YouTube personality." I want to see them in 15 years. I want to see what happens with them.
They're probably gonna be living in a gutter.
I would imagine. I don't know. What happened to that whatever happened to that guy that was like, my love? Whatever happened to that guy? You know?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It was like the first YouTube, like, it was the first video that was huge, and it was a big heavyset guy that was like, my love. I forget what it's called. It's called something. It just was like turned like 10 years old, too.
Oh, I don't know.
But, like, whatever happened to that guy? Where's that guy at now?
I hope he's in a ditch someplace.
I'll look it up. We'll talk about that next episode.
Yeah.
We'll find out what's going on with that guy. I mean, I hope he's doing all right. I hope he's lost a little bit of weight for health reasons. You know, I hope he owns a very successful real estate business. Maybe he's, you know, number 200 on the billionaire list, and I just didn't get that far.
Yeah, I hope he's not.
I hope he is, because he was unintentionally the first, like, internet famous person.
Yeah.
If he was intentionally an internet famous person, I hope he's broke. But if he was unintentionally, I hope he's rich. Kudos to that guy.
It's all like a trash ball.
That guy?
Yeah.
He's probably a very nice guy.
Eh, who knows?
He probably has enough money where if you were like, can I borrow 40 bucks? He'd be like, you know what, just have 40 bucks. And he'd be like, holy shit, thank you.
How do you know? Maybe he's a piece of shit.
I don't think he is, though.
You don't know.
He seems like a nice guy. The way he sings, I think he's a nice guy. Well, the way he lip syncs, I should say. He seems like a nice guy. Well, that one was all over the map.
This has been But You're Wrong. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Bordelon.
Remember, everyone, no regrets and ass play.
Okay, perfect.